तेजोमयीनैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिं अमृतानन्दात्मिकाम् ईश्वरीम्। Krishna continues with the explanation of how a Jivan Mukta would be behaving, or what would be the nature of such a Jivan Mukta, or a realized saint who has realized oneness, or who has realized the reality of Brahman through the various path that he explained. Chinna dvaita yatatmanah sarva bhuta hite ratah. Could you explain the shloka, that shloka?
Which shloka?
The last shloka that we learned.
Okay.
Yeah, chant the shloka first.
Okay.
Without
Labhante,
looking the book.
Okay. Labhante Brahma Nirvanam.
It's Nirvanam. It's not Nirvanam. It is Nirvanam. Yeah.
Okay. Labhante Brahma Nirvanam Rishaya Kshina Kalmashah Chinnadvaita Yatatmanah. Sarva Bhuta Hite Ratah.
Yeah.
Once a person realizes Brahman, such a person will have all the impurities of the mind removed. His mind will be pure, and such a person will not have any doubts in the mind. All dualities will vanish to such a person, and such a person will always be helpful to all the living beings in the world.
Okay, here Krishna continues again. So he speaks about how such a Jivan Mukta would be. What would be the experience of normal people if they come in the vicinity of such a Jivan Mukta? So that's what he says in the very next shloka.
Kama-krodha-viyuktanam
Yatinam-yata-chetasam
Abhito-brahma-nirvanam
Vartate-viditātmanām. Yeah, so Krishna says Kama-krodha-viyuktanam Yatinam. Yatinam, those people who had put a lot of effort and have conquered their mind. Their mind has been conquered because Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Shunichaiva Shvapake cha Pandita Samadarshinah. So those are people who see oneness everywhere, therefore their mind is under control. For such people, Yatinam and Kamakrodha Vyukthanam, those people who are bereft of Kamam and Krodham. So na prahrishye priyam prapya no dvije prapya cha priyam. So that's what stira buddhihi. So such a person whose mind is controlled, whose mind is focused, whose mind is constant, having samabhavana or oneness is maintained in the mind, such a person, he'll be bereft of kama krodham. So kama krodha viyuktanam yatinam, and he has his mind controlled, therefore yata chetasam, therefore his chetas or intellect, his intellect is always fixed onto Brahman. So his intellect is always fixed onto Brahman because he has no kamam and krodham, and his mind is controlled. Since his mind has been controlled through oneness, seeing oneness everywhere, therefore such a person has a intellect which is always fixed on to Brahman. So kama krodha viyukta nam yati nam yata chetasam. So a person who is bereft of kama krodha, whose mind is constant, whose mind is following oneness, seeing oneness, and whose intellect is always fixed on to Brahman, such a person, Brahmanirvanam, such a Vidita Atmanam, so one who has realized the Atman, so one who has known the Atman, so Vidita means known. So a person, such a person who has also known the Atman, such a person, around such a person, Brahmanirvanam abhitaha vartate. Brahmanirvanam or moksham or anandam, which is the effect of moksha, effect of Brahmanirvanam. Brahmanirvanam is nothing but moksha or anandam. Anandam vartate will remain abhitaha, surrounding or near the vicinity of such a person. So a jivan mukta, a person who has known the Atman, and therefore he has known the Atman means he doesn't have kama krodham, his mind is constant, steady, and his intellect is ever fixed on Brahman, sthira buddhi. And such a person, around such a person there will be bliss always will be around the person. So here Shankara interprets abhitaha as this birth, ihalokam and paralokam, in both the places, whereas Balakrishna says abhitaha has another meaning, which is surrounding. So bliss dances around a person. That is the reason why when we are in the presence of Mahatmas like Amma and others, we feel the bliss emanating, because they are realized saints. They are people who have realized Brahman, and such people who have realized Brahman, surrounding them, bliss will always be there. So wherever they go, there will be bliss. So wherever Amma goes, she'll be able to give bliss or make others blissful just by her presence. So that is the importance of Brahmajnanam. So Brahmajnanis, how can we find out Brahmajnanis? So Brahmajnani is not a person who is learning the scriptures. Brahmajnani is not a person who is learning the scriptures daily and doing sadhana. That's not a Brahmajnani. Many of us have been learning the Shastra since 3, 4 years or 10 years even. Daily learning a few shlokas, continuing discussions, learning more and more work, that is not Brahmajnanam. So Brahmajnanam is when a person and his intellect is ever affixed in Brahman. That means bliss will be there around the person. If bliss is there around the person, then that means such a person is a realized saint. So bliss or peace or happiness, satisfaction, contentment, blankness of the mind, all these are synonyms. So these are ways in which we can find out a Mahatma or a realized saint. So if we claim ourselves to be realized saint, and we ourselves are in trouble, are in sorrow, and we are seeking one thing or the other, then we cannot claim ourselves to be jnanis. And we cannot claim ourselves to be seekers as well, if we seek various things of the world. If we seek house, if we take loan for getting house, if we like are earning money for the sake of supporting one's own family, so helping our parents, helping our sisters or brothers, helping relatives, helping friends, if we do all those, we cannot claim ourselves to be seekers, because a seeker is a person who is giving full emphasis, who is putting full emphasis on realization, on realizing the Atman. Such a person will not differentiate between one's parents and others. Such a person will not differentiate between his house and others' house. So if he doesn't differentiate, then he cannot get a house, because he'll just be living in whatever he has. He'll not go for new things. He'll not seek new things. If we are seeking new things, if we are seeking new and new things, buying more and more things, and trying to accumulate material or worldly possessions, though we don't need them, then we cannot be considered as seekers. If we are not seekers, we cannot attain that state of realization which will emanate bliss from around us. So this is a very important shloka where Krishna speaks about how a jivan mukta would be, In how way sadhaka would be? Sadhaka would be a person who doesn't have kama krodham, whose mind is fixed onto Brahman, whose intellect is ever situated in Brahman. Such a person, around such a person also we can experience bliss, because more and more he will become blissful because of the spiritual path. So for a realized seen, bliss will be always there surrounding him, and for a sadhaka, bliss will be there. Temporary bliss will be there at times. So if we learn the Gita, the fifth chapter of Gita, and then don't follow it, then we cannot be claimed to be Jivan Muktas, or we cannot claim to say that, okay, I want jnanam. It's good, or it's easy to say I want jnanam, but it's very tough to put it into practice. Hundreds of people will say, I want jnanam, I want this, I want that. But how many do really work towards it? That's important. It's not important as to like whether I say, okay, I have a guru, I can learn daily, I'll learn daily these many shlokas, that many shlokas. I can say that, but it's not saying, like I don't need to do any of those things. I don't need to mention at all. I just need to put into practice. If I put into practice even one thing, like or 1% of what I speak, then a person will surely realize the self within no time. So the problem, like as Shankara says in Aparokshanubhuti and other works, the problem is with people who just go on speaking about Brahman, who want to learn Brahman, but who are not following it. So practice is what is important, and not just going on learning. We may learn things, we may still fall. Like if a person doesn't get rid of obstacles that are there in the spiritual path, obstacles in the or in the form of kama krodham, then such a person cannot progress in the spiritual path. If one's parents object to one's own marriage, and I say, okay, I will marry because my parents are forcing me, then there is kamam there. If that kamam is there, then I cannot be a spiritual seeker. If parents ask for something like getting house, loan for getting house, and if I succumb to that and say, okay, I'll get loan because it is my father, I cannot go against him. That means like we can say that, okay, I'm not attached to my father, it is just that it is my duty. And it doesn't matter why, because Hariram is always in the world. He has a house, he has bought a house, therefore I will also buy. Hariram's father has got a house, he is in the spiritual path, he is almost realized. So if he can, then I can also be. If somebody thinks like that, then that means like it's such a person is to be called as a Mooda, like Krishna says. Because we cannot compare ourselves with others in the world. The only people we can compare ourselves with are people who are following spirituality to the maximum. That is various sannyasis, or like various Jivan Muktas like Nuchur and others. And we can find very few people who are in the world and still realized. And such people, they have their entire life or whatever they do is spirituality. Nuchur Venkatraman speaks about Bhagavatam. He speaks about Brahman. That's his job itself. Balakrishnan Nair, he was a Sanskrit professor. That means like he would be teaching people about Sanskrit, about Vedantam. That's what he has been. He took an early retirement, voluntary retirement, because he wanted to preach Brahman. He wanted to be always in Brahman. So those are the ideal examples. If we try to say, okay, this person, my friend, is preaching Vedantam, he is giving discourses, he is helping people, he is teaching people, he is learning, he is still in the spiritual path, and I get bliss when I am in his presence, and all those things, if we say, then there is no more or no greater fool than such a person who claims it. So if we want to follow this, or if we want to attain Anandam, that Krishna says, Abhitaha Brahma Nirvanam Vartate. The Brahma Nirvanam, if we want Chinnadvaita means the Dvaitam should not be there. How can you get rid of Dvaitam? There shouldn't be any Kama Krodham. That means we need to know where I should go, what I should do, what I shouldn't do. If somebody becomes bankrupt because of helping one's parents or one's parents' house, when one's parents themselves are working, that means there is kamam, clearly kamam there. If such kamam is there, then There is no use learning Gita. There is no use telling, okay, I learned the fifth chapter of Gita. I have completed the fifth chapter of Gita. I know the 28 shlokas that are there in the fifth chapter. I know it completely. I have learned even Shankara Bhashyam. I have learned from Chinmaya's commentary. I have heard Paramartha's discourse as well. So I have complete knowledge. We can say that. But there is no point in gaining such knowledge because we are not putting it into practice. The moment we don't put something into practice, then it's of no use. So you can argue saying that, okay, aren't you doing the same thing? Like, aren't you like preaching about Vedanta and still having a house, getting a house and getting a car, purchasing more and more things? Yes, I am doing that, but I never complained. I never went behind anything. I never said, okay, I want to learn Vedantam. I never said, I am practicing Vedantam. Nor did I say that I want moksha as the goal. So we cannot compare people in the world. We cannot compare Amma and Paramartha, as we cannot compare Paramartha and Nochur. So we can say one is a sannyasi, one is another person. We cannot compare. There cannot be any comparison, because it's like telling, okay, I want to compare two fingers. I want to compare my right finger and my index finger. Both have different meanings, both have different purposes. I cannot mix both of them. I cannot compare and say, okay, I will become like that. If the ring finger says that I will become like the middle finger, then we will not have any ring to wear. So even as like the left hand saying I will become the right hand, that means like it will become a useless thing. Like if right hand says I'll become the left hand, I'll compare myself with the left hand. Left hand is good because you use it only once a day, and right hand I have to use for eating, writing and all, therefore I'll become the left hand, then you cannot live. So living will be impossible if we try to compare people. And comparisons, we have to make comparison, or like we have to compare the ideal people, or whatever Shankara or the scriptures say about an ideal sadhaka or an ideal jivan mukta, not a person who is like an avaduta. You cannot compare a person. You cannot compare Shuka Brahma Rishi with Shankaracharya. Both are entirely different. Shuka was a Atya Ashrami, so you cannot compare him saying, okay, Shuka was in the world, he roamed around without any dress, so I'll also be in the world. If somebody says like that, then he is the loser, because such a comparison is, as Paramartha would, or he clearly says in many places, that exceptional cases, we cannot take exceptional cases into consideration. Even as Ramana Maharshi cannot be compared with Shankara, because Ramana Maharshi was an unconventional person. It is an exception. He is an exception. You cannot compare him and say, okay, he didn't learn from any Mahatma. He didn't go to any person. He just went to the cave and stayed there. Therefore, I'll also do that. We cannot do that. Okay, Janaka lived in the world and still he was spiritual, so I'll also be like Janaka. We cannot say that, because such a comparison is faulty. We need to understand, we need to identify how Janaka lived, the situation where he was, and like whether what was his knowledge level, what was his intellectual level, what was his mental level, what was the activities around him. We have to consider all those. We have to consider our current time, current, not the time when Janaka was living, but the current time, the current day scenario, and then compare. So we should know that it's like we can go on learning work, but learning is only one part of it. Like intellectual knowledge is just one part of the original goal. The original goal is aparokshanubhavam. In order for a person to gain Brahma Nirvanam, so labante Brahma Nirvanam Rishayaha. Rishayaha, Rishi means what? A person who is far-sighted, a person who has controlled his mind, a person who is fully in the spiritual path, who has nothing but spirituality alone as his goal. So such a person attains Brahma Nirvanam, and bliss dances around such a person. So these two shlokas, what Krishna says, this shloka is very important, and the previous shloka is also important to understand or identify where we stand in the spiritual path. So I can go on telling that, I can go on or keep on telling that, okay, I want realization. My goal is only in realization. I don't want anything else. I can say that, And just after this discussion, I can go on eating things. I can go on doing things which don't help me in the spiritual path. I can do that. But that will not, like, even though I may learn more works, but it will not, it will be of no use because I'm not putting them into practice. Even as in Ayurveda, when you are taking a medicine, it's not enough just to take the medicine. You need to follow Patyam. You need to follow something like you shouldn't eat this, you shouldn't eat oily food, you shouldn't eat salty food. So there are things like there are don'ts also along with like Ayurveda. In Ayurveda, whenever you take medicine, you do something, you have don'ts also to follow. Similarly, in the spirituality as well, you have do's and don'ts. The do's is, okay, have the strong desire for realization. I want realization and go towards realization. Do activity for realization. But the don'ts are what Krishna explains beautifully as kama krodha vyuktanam. That is, don't have any kama krodham, whether it is with one's parents or one's relatives, one's friends, or even one's own guru. There should be no kamam, no krodham. So kama krodha vyuktanam. Then next do is what? Mind. With the mind yatinam. So have the mind controlled. And the do is what? Control the mind through Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam, and then the intellect will be ever situated in Brahman. Mai eva mana adatsva mai buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mai eva ata urdhvam na samshayaha. This is what Krishna says in the 12th chapter. Mai eva mana adatsva, fix the mind onto me. Mai buddhim niveshaya, fix the intellect onto me. So fix the mind onto me by seeing everything as Brahman and getting rid of kama krodham through samabhavana, through seeing vanna samadarshinaha, samadarshanam. With samadarshanam, control the mind. With the intellect, assert, again and again assert that everything is Brahman. Brahma satyam jagan mithya. Assertion of Brahma satyam jagan mithya in the intellect and oneness in the mind, through the mind, that will utter. Nivasishyasi mai eva ata urdhvam, ataha urdhvam nivasishyasi mai eva na samshaya na samshayam. So there is no doubt that if your mind follows samabhavana and your intellect asserts brahma satyam jagan mithya jivo brahma eva na paraha, then you'll surely be established in me. There is no doubt regarding that. That is what Krishna says here. So that is the same thing that he is saying here as kama krodha vyuktanam yatinam yata chetasam abito brahma nirvanam vartate viditatmanam. So that is, this is a very important shloka because it has a beautiful meaning as well as to how we can attain. So the previous shloka speaks about what will be the state of a rishi who has attained Brahma Nirvanam, so internal state. And here it speaks about the external state as Anandam or Brahma Nirvanam or Anandam. And both these shlokas can also be interpreted as how we can attain Brahma Jnanam. So Labhante Brahma Nirvanam Rishaya Kshina Kalmashaha Kalmashaha Kshinaha. That means Kalmasham, impurities of the mind like Kama Krodham. So Kama Krodha Vyuktanam. So we can find out like how much kama krodham has reduced in me, how much kama krodham is there in me. With that we can find out whether I am in the path, I am on the way to realization. Then chinna dvaita, there shouldn't be any dvaita bhavana. That dvaita bhavana should be removed by advaita bhavana, which is sama bhavana, which is yatinam. And chetasam, yata chetasam, chetas, or the intellect should be focused on Brahman. So that is again the same as yatatmanah. So the mind or the intellect is fixed. So yatinam, yata chetasam. So yatinam, both we can consider either as denoting the same meaning. Yatinam means a person who is a yati, controlled mind. Yata chetasam, intellect focused. Such a person sarva bhuta hite rataha. So am I considering everybody as one? Am I helping only my parents? Am I helping others as well? Am I not helping others and not helping my parents? Then it's fine. But if I am helping my parents and saying, okay, I will help them, and I don't help others, then that means I'm not in the right path. I'm not on the way to realization. So these two are very important shlokas. Balakrishna again and again quotes this Abhito Brahman Nirvanam, because that is the only way. So we may think, okay, a Jeevan Mukta like Amma behaves in a different way than Balakrishna Nair. So Yogaratova, Bhogaratova, Sangaratova, Sangavihina, Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam, Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva. So Yoga or Bhoga, Sangam or without Sangam, Nisangam. So seeing like Amma and other Mahatmas having Sangam, being in the world and doing things like Balakrishna Nair, I cannot say, I'll also do that. Because their mind is fixed on Brahman. That's the huge difference there. Our mind, as long as our mind is not fixed on Brahman, our mind and intellect don't have samabhavana and it's not fixed on Brahman, then it doesn't matter whether we do yogam or bhogam. Even Vedantic Shravanam also will become useless. We'll go on learning, even as we go on sleeping, we go on eating, sleeping. So the same things we'll do again and again. We can claim to be progressing in intellectual knowledge, in more learning more and more scriptural works, but it will be of no use because it will not lead to Brahman Nirvanam. Because in order for jnanam or paroksha jnanam or siddhanta jnanam to lead us in the right direction, we need to put it into practice. Just because I know that cigarette smoking is dangerous, that will not save me from lung cancer, because if it has to save me from lung cancer, I have to put it into practice. So though Balakrishna might say Siddhanta Jnanam, intellectual knowledge itself is enough, but if we have strong intellectual knowledge that cigarette smoking is dangerous, then we will not smoke. Similarly, if we are convinced about the truth that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmeva Naparaha, then this very moment we will strive for realizing that. We will put it into practice. We'll not even speak about learning more and more, but we'll be trying to do more and more sadhana. We'll be trying to practice, implement it again and again. So mere words or usage of words like, okay, I will try, or I am trying, I am practicing, I am learning, and all those things, we should try to analyze ourselves. So without words can be a lot of deception with words. So a person might know the entire scriptures, he may be able to quote the Shad Darshana, but still he may not be realized because it's only intellectual knowledge. So words or like mere intellectual knowledge, mere Vedantic Shravanam will not help us. We need to put it into practice. We need strong Nididhyasanam. We need our intellect and mind to be focused on it. If intellect and mind is focused on it, then it will automatically become a practice. It will be implemented in life. Implementation becomes automatic if we are convinced of the truth. And let's say we are convinced of the truth, but we fear people, then that means that fear itself shows that there is Dvaita Bhavam. Fear itself shows that there is Kama Krodham. Fear itself says that there is Raga Dvesham. Fear itself says that there is no Samabhavana or Samadarshanam. So that itself means that our intellectual knowledge is not clear. So clearing intellectual knowledge is not going on learning more and more work. Clearing intellectual knowledge is putting whatever we have learned into practice. So if we have to put that into practice, or if we want to put that into practice, then we need to understand what to do and what not to do. We may have like hundreds of people in the world that we have to help, including our parents and our relatives, friends and all. We may have hundreds of people. So those people were there in our previous births, and many, many births they were there. And we cannot pacify them. We can never pacify them. If we try to pacify them, then we will only end up in sorrow, because we cannot convince, we cannot give contentment to another person, because contentment is possible only through Brahmajnanam. And Brahmajnanam cannot be given unless a person is a Brahmajnani. If we are a Brahmajnani, then we will not even be learning. So if we are learning, we are not Brahmajnanis, we are seeking Brahmajnanam. If we are seeking Brahmajnanam, we cannot give contentment to others. If we know that then we will try to do what is good for us, what is best for us in the spiritual path, rather than helping out our own people, or maybe like not our own people but others. We'll continue, like there is only three more shlokas, which we will continue in the next day. Hari Om.